Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tex Carlton. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pep Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Bowman. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley misplays the ball. That's an error on Handley. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley takes first base on ball four. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner bunts towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Handley moves to second. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Handley moves to third. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Handley scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr takes first base on ball four. Wehner moves to second. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Todd reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. There goes Suhr trying to get to home. Gallen throws the ball into Gerges, who relays the ball to Hartnett, who tags Suhr, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-0, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Hartnett moves to third. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Dickshott moves to second. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Handley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive towards the mound. Bowman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-0 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wainer moves to third. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Wainer scores. Wainer moves to third. It's 3-0, Pirates. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Todd is walked intentionally. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. Marti hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowman hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Handley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wehner bunts towards the mound. Shawn fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Todd hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marty. Dickshott reaches second base with a double. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickshott moves to third. Two outs. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Joe Marty. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0-for-1 in the game. Shawn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta now playing center field. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shawn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Handley moves to second. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wainer hits a line drive into left field. Gallen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gallen. Handley scores. Wainer goes all the way around to score. Wainer moves to second. It's 5-0, Pirates. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shawn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wainer moves to third. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wainer scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 6-0, Pirates. Clay Bryant now pitching. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn moves to third. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Soor moves to second. It's 7-0, Pirates. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Young reaches second base with a double. Suhr scores. Dickshot moves to third. It's 8-0, Pirates. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Bowman reaches second base with a double. Dickshot scores. Young scores. It's 10-0, Pirates. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen pinch hits for Lloyd Wehner. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cavaretta, who is chasing the ball. Jensen reaches third base with a triple. Bowman scores. It's 11-0, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cavaretta, who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Jensen scores. It's 12-0, Pirates. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody Jensen now playing center field. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Botterini now catching. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suhr hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cavaretta, who is chasing the ball. Suhr reaches third base with a triple. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Todd hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Suhr scores. It's 13-0, Pirates. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickshot takes first base on ball 4. Todd moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Young strikes out. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bowman hits a line drive towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws to second. Herman drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Herman. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jensen, who is chasing the ball. Herman reaches third base with a triple. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bowman, and towards Vaughn, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman scores. Two outs. It's 13-1, Pirates. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.